Hello and welcome to the Content Supply Podcast, where we discuss why every brand, every company needs to be a content company. And today we're featuring Healthy Habits, Happy Moms with Jennifer Campbell. Jen, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Dallin.
So to kind of get started, we're going to talk a little bit about your company, Healthy Habits, Happy Moms, and how you guys and why you guys got started as a new brand. So tell us a little about that.
Sure. I love talking about our company because I'm really passionate about it. And the reason I'm really passionate about it is because it comes from deep desire to change the world in a positive way. And I happen to find two women that had the exact same philosophies and desire to change the world as I did. And that was Lauren and Annie, who you also know. So Annie and Lauren and I, our mission is to turn the diet industry on its head and to help women pursue their goals in a realistic, attainable, positive, healthful way. You know, we're an evidence-based group, so we approach every woman's goal in a way that, in a behavior change way. With what we do, it's difficult because basically our competitor is, you know, these giants like Weight Watchers or Beachbody or these different diet companies that have these plans that, I mean, these are billion-dollar companies. So, but we're just working away at it every day. And what we found is that our company has become a community-driven company. It is sort of like this grassroots movement. And we've had to build up our fan base one conversation at a time. And that goes on daily in our private Facebook group, Healthy Habits, Happy Moms.
Great. As we've talked about before, you guys are still a pretty new brand. You only started several years ago, and it was kind of by accident a little bit, right? That you came together?
Yeah, we started 2 years ago. It feels like a lifetime, but I met Annie and Lauren just online, inside the fitness industry. So the world becomes very small when you're inside the fitness industry and you're promoting things like balance and moderation rather than extremes. So we found each other and we had the same philosophies. We decided to test out one coaching group and we had 20 women sign up and we did sort of a 4-month trial to see how it would go. It went awesome. And after those 4 months, we decided let's launch this as a business. We ran another coaching group and 40 women signed up, and the next time 80 women, and the next time 300 women. So it just kept growing and growing. And the last launch we just did had our biggest, you know, signups that we've ever had. So it's definitely a lot of work. It's not the overnight millionaire success that entrepreneurs often see online. The entrepreneur space is starting to become like the diet industry space. There's just too many extreme success stories out there. And it's giving entrepreneurs the idea that you can achieve, you know, fame and riches overnight. And for us, that hasn't been the case. It's been a lot of hard work. We're all moms, so sacrificing a lot of our spare time and our sleep to get this business going. We did have one big jump in our business and income, but besides that one big jump, we've just been steadily chipping away every day and growing. And we're really proud of it. We're really proud because another thing is that we've never taken any route of advertising or done any form of advertising that we would have trouble sleeping at night.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and so, it's interesting too, because with this route and with this growth that's happened so quick, I mean, it's not overnight and you guys are still, there's still so much growth that you have and it's going to not stop growing. And I think, when I think on this path too, I mean, you guys are not, you're definitely not unfamiliar to content even before you came together. I mean, you were Mama Lion Strong. Already building a following for your personal brand. Annie and Lauren also.
Yeah, I mean, I was just a blogger is what I considered myself. And I started blogging in 2013 under Mama Limestrong. And basically, I was just at home with my kids, and I'd been working in internet marketing. You know, I knew about blogging. I knew how to make a basic website. And I knew about search engine optimization. So I started blogging sort of out of loneliness, I guess, as a way to reach out and connect with the world. It can be isolating when you have little kids and you're at home with them. So I guess I had been just building up, you know, I'd built up a following on social media, but I wasn't selling them anything. And so in that way, I had built up a lot of trust with my followers, I think. And Annie and Lauren had smaller followings, maybe a couple thousand followers, each of them. So Mama Lion Strong really was, you know, hugely beneficial to us to kind of,
to leverage your community.
Business. Yeah.
In doing that too, I mean, like I said, you guys were not new to content. You're already blogging. I know there's plenty of pictures that I've seen from Annie's personal brand.
Right.
Because she's very much a lifter, and she's got arms and, you know, legs, yeah. and muscles to show it. So with not being new to content, the idea of video and other forms of content were new and growing for your brand. So what kind of ways did you guys start using? Like, what was your content goal for Healthy Habits?
Well, I mean, any online business is all about content, and we knew that. So one thing to say is, you know, when I was just running my blog and it was just kind of like, you know, there was no strategy behind it. I would write a blog post, share that. I would share my thoughts every day. Sometimes I would share thoughts that just came to me that didn't necessarily resonate with anyone, or and they were just kind of negative, like if I was in a negative mood. And I don't know if you can say I have regrets over that or what, but I just really used it as a platform for my voice, which at that time, having babies, being home, my husband in grad school, sometimes that voice was a bit negative and just really emotionally charged. And I have some regrets over that. I feel for people now when I see them using their page that same way, and I'm like, oh, you're not going to feel that way in a year. And you will regret, you know, mm-hmm. You might regret talking like this or.
Well, and sometimes too, like whether it comes off negative or oftentimes it can be vulnerable. You know, you're sharing like, here's my honest opinion. I'm being authentic myself. And for people, it comes off as negativity. Or vulnerability. But I think overall, you know,
it was a hard time in my life when I started, and I just not sure that I don't mind vulnerability. I think that is, you know, as Brené Brown says, it's kind of our path to connection, and we are very vulnerable with our followers with Healthy Habits, Happy Moms. I would say some of the things I was saying, because I wasn't in a good headspace, don't necessarily represent who I am. And, but again, I was just a blogger. I wasn't a business, where now with Healthy Habits, Happy Moms as a business, we think about our content and we have a strategy behind it. And, I'm not just getting on there in the morning and being like, you know, just whatever I want to say for the day, commenting on a political, you know, whether it's politics or something controversial from the mom world. I mean, and actually Healthy Habits, Happy Moms, the private Facebook community, we have really strict rules because we're striving to be a community that brings people together, doesn't divide them. So there
and
are a lot of
positivity
topics.
Too.
Right. So we have a whole list of topics that are against the rules, I guess, to talk about. We don't list them out. We basically list out what is inside of our scope of that group. And if it's outside of the scope, our moderators just delete it. And so I would say around our content strategy, we try to follow that same that's kind of that same philosophy. And so, you know, if you go into any kind of mom group on Facebook and you see someone post, hey, you know, can you tell me about this vaccine? What do you think? Well, then you're going to have hundreds of comments and it's going to be this whole storm of fighting. And I think, and that stuff's very stressful. When I was on social media as a young mom with very young kids, I found social media extremely stressful. Lots of parenting opinions, lots of people telling you that there's a right and wrong way. And it just, and a lot of fighting amongst mothers. And so we just didn't want to be that. And now people say that our community, they call it the kindest place on the internet. And we are so proud of that. So, and I've kind of tried to shift, you know, over the last 2 to 3 years, I've been shifting Mama Lion Strong even into being less about my reactionary responses and more thought out, you know, does this align with our brand kind of thing? Because now Mama Lion Strong, again, and I'm also transitioning Mama Lion Strong to Jennifer Campbell, my name. So I'm, and Annie Breeze has her page, Lauren Koski has her page. And those three pages, I guess we see supporting Healthy Habits, Happy Moms, the brand. And so it's important that us three are all aligned. You know, all the content we're putting out is aligned with our company. There are times when I want to, because basically, I mean, we're running so many social media platforms, as right. You can see, right? Because we have the company social media, and then we have sort of our individual,
your personal
name
brands,
yeah. I guess. Yeah, our personal brands feeding into it. And so it's a lot of work. And sometimes I think I just want to ditch these, some of these, but yeah, I don't know. I guess that's future strategy.
Yeah, talk. And it's something to merge into later, but I think it's because your personal brand that you've been able to leverage Healthy right. Habits, Happy Moms and those programs there. So I think there's been benefits of having both. Well, you said something really important there too, where there's a difference between your personal brand and your company brand, in the sense that like there's a branding style. And so like right. it's how you kind of stylize that content that is specific to your community, which they're both similar by from the personal to the community-based brand right. for Healthy Habits. But also it's having a purpose to each piece of content you produce, and content being not just written content. I think a lot of times people think of content as blog or written content, but now it's evolved where one thing I'm talking more and more about is it kind of content fits into four different pillars or types, and that's written, that's audio, that's visual, like images, and that's video.
Right.
And so under that, there's obviously so many different types of those pieces of content and how they show up, but content strategy encompasses all four types.
Yeah. And actually we weren't utilizing all of them until we started working with you. So honestly, running a company the way we do, it can be labor intensive. I mean, our private Facebook group, well, we have two, we have a private Facebook group for our paying customers, for the women who have joined Balance 365, our program. And then we have our main Facebook group with 30,000 people in it. And it's a very busy Facebook group. People are very engaged. We have awesome stats for our group. And so you think about the time we kind of spend just having conversations with people. The coaching time we do in Balance 365 Facebook group. And then writing blog posts is like insanely time consuming. I'm so over blog posts. And video was something we all felt really shy about. Like none of us wanted to do video, and podcasting was foreign to us. We have been talking about starting a podcast for probably a year, but just couldn't take action on it because we were so overwhelmed with everything else. And you know, we've just launched it.
Yeah.
But also the day-to-day of just running a company. So you
let
just
alone
can't
with
even,
children, you all are
with
mothers.
Children, yeah. There's 8 kids between the three of us.
And that's kind of where the challenge comes in. Cause when we first got connected, the challenges, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, kind of came in several forms. One is that You guys are spread too thin on your content creation because you guys had to operate the business, be the business owners, and at the same time, the content creators initially. And then you started to branch out, and your first steps at more content building came in the forms of hiring freelancers or contractors for content creation. But you had some bad experiences of videographers or other content creators losing different data or different videos that were created, or just not responding as quickly, you know, not having that partnership. And so that was kind of the challenge for you guys.
The other challenge for us is that us three live in three different parts of North America. I'm in Vancouver, Canada. The girls are in, Annie is in Des Moines, Iowa, and Lauren is in Detroit. So we can't just meet up every Friday to create content. That would be amazing. It is, you know, our location, you know, although possible because of online business, and that's amazing. It's also been a huge challenge for us to run a business where, and so far we've gotten together three times in 2.5 years to create content. So when we get together, it is intense and everything has to go right. A lot of planning goes into it. And when we're together, we have to execute and we just have to get that content done. So the very first time we got together, Lauren and Annie came up here to Canada, and I have a cousin into videography. She did the recording, and she's super smart girl, very organized, but also not professionally trained. So our audio ended up being a total nightmare, and we ended up having to hire an audio engineer after the fact to try and fix the audio, and it still sounded awful. But we had to put our content out that way, and that was our first programs went out like that, and it was super embarrassing. And then the second time we got together, we hired another videographer who was very talented, knew what he was doing, knew about audio, but he was on the disorganized side and ended up losing a bunch of our footage. And we were devastated because, you know, we had paid him a professional rate, and it took a very long time to get our stuff back. And in the end, Annie ended up doing a whole bunch of the editing anyways. And that's the other thing, is that Annie and I mean, after the first shoot with my cousin, we did all the editing, but that was up front. Like, you know, she made it very clear she wasn't doing the editing. So we just used iMovie. But I mean, again, when you're not trained, I mean, it was just this whole process. Oh my goodness. And after the second shoot, which we thought we had paid for shooting and editing, Annie ended up doing a whole bunch of the editing as well, because it just wasn't getting back to us and we needed it. And then we found you. And you do it all, and you're extremely organized, and you keep us organized and on track, and it's been really good.
Yeah, and then when we kind of came together at that point, that's when we sampled out and did a few things. I feel like it was kind of like a trial run a little bit, you know, like I helped kind of clean up the content, prepare that.
Yeah, right, you did. I forgot that.
New things, and then we really got serious pretty quickly.
We got serious. Yes, we did.
we got serious pretty quickly, and then
we didn't know what you were really about. I think, what did we contact you first? I think with footage, we were like, can you edit this for us? And then like what you gave back to us was like, whoa, this guy is like majorly talented. How else can we work with him? And we were just, you know, we just, what we didn't know before we worked with you, we didn't know how badly we needed you. Do you know what I mean? But then the first work you got back to us was just so amazing. We were like, yeah, we got to work with this guy.
First off, working with you guys was easy is the word that comes to mind, but it was comfortable. It was natural.
Yeah.
And that's what made it really fun, is that, I mean, I think we connected pretty easily, and our dynamics kind of made sense because we're all very ambitious.
Right.
Go-getters.
Yeah.
And so, with that being said, we all saw potential for you guys to grow with your content.
And totally.
And I was at that point too, I was really looking to redefine my brand, be that personal and like a business brand, kind of like that you guys did. And then that's one, actually one of the reasons of this podcast is to leverage my personal to more of a community brand around the idea of a content supply.
Right. And so what I was going to say, I mean, we made mistakes in our business as everyone does when they start up. But one of the mistakes we made is that we came flying out of the gates with programs. Like we had like four programs. And so when you talk about having a sales funnel and you have programs at the bottom of the funnel, we had all these programs and we had no content to support them or lead to them. And we had this Facebook community that we had built, but we underestimated how hard it is to get people to buy, to actually buy. We were really naive. We built this Facebook community. We had thousands and thousands of women in it. And when we launched our first programs, we thought they'd just be flying through the doors to buy from us. And that wasn't the case. And we really knew nothing about professional funnels. I mean, I could envision what a, you know, okay, here's our sales funnels, but we didn't have anything. We didn't have any, you know, professional funnels set up, which now we use ClickFunnels. So yeah, we had no middle of the road content. It was like we had our community, which is a top of the funnel strategy, and we had our products. We had nothing in the middle to convert people. And that's kind of, that made our first year and a half really, really difficult and discouraging. So now, since we found you, there's just going to be so much coming out, you know, to that's converting people. And yeah, it's amazing.
And there's so much we're going to build with that too. You talk about funnel and there's, whether it's a click funnel and kind of a term I'm using more is a content funnel or an experience funnel.
Right.
You want to tap into your community and give them an experience everything, every single step of the way. And that's
right. Yeah. Going
to definitely build more and more of, and that makes me really excited because not only do you guys offer kind of an incredible product and experience for your community, which is international, you know,
right. Yeah, totally.
Far beyond North America. And leveraging that content and just keep on scaling it up. So there's more of that constant supply and exposure to what you guys stand for.
I guess you have to remember the kind of psychology of where your customer or your niche is at. We're new, we're unique. There's, you know, there's not a lot of people out there doing what we're doing, promoting what we are promoting, especially in a mainstream big way like we want to. You know, it's really hard. It really is an uphill battle, and our content needs to be around education, really, is what it is, and helping people have these aha moments and converting them to our way of thinking. And that is exhausting some days. Exhausting.
It's exhausting, yet there's so much growth from that. There's so much to build around. Jen, thank you for joining on the Content Supply Podcast.
My pleasure.
One, I'm super grateful. Two, I'm super pumped to see further growth for you guys and to keep on helping you to make that impact in the industry of health and wellness. So where can people find you?
I guess www.healthyhabitshappymoms.com, and they can find us on any social media. Our handle is Healthy Habits Happy Moms.
Cool. Thanks, Jen. Thanks for listening to the Content Supply Podcast, where we discover how every brand is becoming a content company. Content Supply is a content as a service agency focused on customizing and creating quality continuous content so you can keep growing your brand, community, and profits. To learn more, visit www.contentsupply.io. Thanks, guys, for watching the show, and can't wait to share more. See ya.